This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I love you guys, I swear. Text line is awesome. Wish we could publish it. Texture rage. I don't know how they can say the execution was botched. He died, right? Texture rates. I say if they want instant death, they should behead them. Okay, this is getting a little dark. We're talking about the so-called scandal of the so-called botched execution by the three-man firing squad of this law enforcement officer, cop killer, here in South Carolina. Again, if you're just tuning in, the headline is South Carolina firing squad botched execution of cop killer Mikkel Mahdi as bullets missed heart left him alive longer than it intended. And again, I read that and thought, oh, wow, did it take him 15 minutes to die? No, it took him a minute. A minute? That's not botched. That's what I would expect. I would assume that. And they're saying, no. Lawyers once argued in court it was going to be 15 seconds. You can't guarantee that. This is just stupid. It's just dumb. In fact, you know what else is crazy, though, that's going on in the state right now? The fact that there isn't an uproar, that there isn't a mass demand for the resignation of Sheriff Chuck Wright. I mean, his situation, Sheriff in Spartanburg, if you're new here, he's kind of a local legend. He's really one of these machine politicians. They don't have many of them left in the South, but he is one. And incredibly powerful. And I think that's why you're not hearing this sort of mass movement of even politicians calling for his resignation. He should resign. He's now been missing for more than 10 days. He was last seen by a subordinate at the sheriff's department around April Fool's Day of this year, wearing a semi-automatic Shadow Systems pistol on his hip. He's believed to be in possession of multiple fully automatic firearms obtained through the department. That means purchased by the department, according to law enforcement sources, but hasn't returned them. This is Fitz News is the source here. Nearly a month after vanishing under the guise of a leave of absence, the whereabouts of Sheriff Chuck Wright remain unconfirmed as federal authorities continue to gather testimony and financial records tied to an investigation with no publicly known focus. There's a lot of focuses out there, nepotism, his son, people he intimidated, goes on, and they're accusing him, and we don't know that he did it. FBI is looking into him, so is SLED, South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. They're gathering testimony. This started with a long rumored pill dependency, and what's being written now by Fitz News is kind of wild, including one law enforcement officer who worked for him describing the bizarre situation of Sheriff Wright. We don't know if this is the case, but we just reading here of Sheriff Wright demanding that he secure pills for him, which is against the law. Now, secure pills for him, I don't know how he expected that to happen. The only place I could think of that I would get pills like that would be in the evidence locker, but what do I know? Now we've got the chaplain resigning. We've got a $15,000 fund that they raise money for in a golf tournament. The money is drained. No one knows where it is. It was supposed to be for sheriff's deputies undergoing hard times, but no one could seem to get even as little as $100 out of it because it's empty. Nobody knows where that went. Questionable employment of multiple people, like code enforcement officer Lawson L.B. Watson, as well as sheriff's assigning, again, other people who worked there to find pills. Quote, he asked me three different times to find pills, the witness stated. He was essentially asking an officer to find narcotics for his knee pain. And that was such an awkward position to be in when the top law enforcement officer of the county asks you to break the law. Again, then there's the finances, the missing money, and maybe it's somewhere. The resignation of Amos Durham, the sole paid chaplain, who attempted to cover chaplain-related meals and purchases with checks drawn directly from the Benevolence Fund, which again is supposed to be for officers who are, deputies who are down on their luck, including purchases at venues which didn't accept checks or reportedly don't accept checks. Folks, this just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. After the squad car door of fallen officer Austin Aldridge was delivered by a team of sheriff's deputies to Washington, D.C. on a trip paid for by the county. So that was above board. It was, I guess, to honor his life. Even though all expenses were covered, including a per diem and gas cards, the deputy says that Sheriff Wright asked Durham for a $4,000 check before the trip and got it without offering any explanation or plan for the money. It goes on and on and on and on. So we now have the chaplain resigning. We had that in the news yesterday. It's just wild to me that just the power, even while under this amount of investigation of Chuck Wright, that there isn't just a mass call by Spartanburg County politicians for him to resign. I mean, he is absolutely AWOL, maybe addicted to pain meds. Again, there's some question also, Fitz News addressing this morning too. There's some question as to, he said, well, you know, I'm gone because I went to rehab, as to whether he actually even went to rehab or whether that was untrue. So, look, if you don't come into work, then you need to step aside and let somebody who's not under investigation come into work. And I'm not really sure about him retaining that power while he's under this level of investigation. But folks, what you're looking at right now is one of the last true Southern machines. This is machine politics. We used to have it. Chicago's famous for it. We had it here too. I mean, for centuries. Stretching further into the modern era than most people. So. Texter writes, one thing you have to ask is who is paying this attorney to sue the state over a botched execution? His deceased client obviously isn't. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I warned you about Chuck Wright when he defended operating Rolling Thunder on your show, which is just a way to steal money and property from people. I've criticized that approach to law enforcement before. That's why I had him on the show, so he could tell the other side of it, just to be fair. So, I have a big problem with that kind of search and seizure. The way they carried it out, not necessarily in generally. So, I don't know. Anybody gonna call for Chuck Wright to resign, or at what point does this have to get?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Laura Ingraham nails this, y'all. Trump's tariffs working exactly as they should against China.
JP Morgan is projecting that they expect a 75 to 80% drop in imports from China this year because of these higher tariffs.
Yeah, and despite China's tough talk, they can't replace our consumers. China's factories are under pressure, including ones that make American flags. No, this is the scenario Trump wanted to create. And to all the complainers, you know what I say? What is your alternative to allow China to dominate global trade and ultimately destroy our own independence? But the defenders of the old globalist status quo, who see no issue with the decline of U.S. manufacturing, they're hung up on the process.
Don't back China into a corner. The market was very optimistic, very happy about the idea that there was a UK deal today. But I think we solved the problem we didn't have with UK today. That's what that trade deal was. But no, I wouldn't structure it this way. I would not shock the economy. But this shock system of coming up with something crazy and then backing off it over time is creating unnecessary panic, unnecessary losses.
Yeah, panic on people who made a lot of money off the backs of the American middle class. What about the future gains that are coming to hardworking Americans? Do they count?
I think we can say that we'll be close to $10 trillion of investment. I think we're actually at that number now, if you add up some of the ones we haven't heard about yet. I mean, we have some going up right now. They have plants going up, and they haven't even spoken to us. They're doing it because of the tariffs. And tariffs have always been used against us.
CNN, MSNBC running, and these have been clips put all over social media, interviews with business owners who are in a panic. I've only got 2 months of supply in a warehouse and I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll go out of business. And I can imagine that's very stressful. Amy Klobuchar was talking about how she's a Democrat senator. This was one of her constituents and she's in a panic. She didn't know what she's going to do. Let me tell you what, that sucks. It's bad. I don't want any business owner to go through that. I can imagine it's hard enough to run a business. But they never bothered for all these decades to interview the people laid off at the paper factory, the glass factory, the steel factory. How many jobs is that total over time since NAFTA was first agreed to? By the way, under George H.W. Bush, a lot of people don't know that. He did all of the foreign bargaining to get NAFTA in place. Bill Clinton did the legislation for it, passed it through Congress. So it was a joint effort. Anybody have an idea how many jobs total we've lost manufacturing since then? 20 million. So I feel really bad for somebody who's got a business and they've only got 2 months of supply in their warehouse. But you know what's good? You got 2 months to figure it out. All the 20 million people had to figure it out. Whole towns had to figure it out. Drive around those towns today. You've seen the asphalt. You've seen the broken concrete on the sidewalks. They can't even fix it. They don't have a tax base. It all went to China. Did CNN care? No. Did MSNBC care? No. Now it's all, let's not disrupt the economy. It was nothing but disruption of the economy for decades. But there's good news. From the Daily Caller headline, American manufacturers overwhelmed with orders after Trump's tariff crackdown on China. Cool. American manufacturers are seeing a surge in demand as President Donald Trump's tariffs force companies to reconsider doing business in China. Trump's tariffs, including a 145% levy on Chinese goods, screw them, are causing American-made products to be more competitive in the market. As a result, many small and medium manufacturers are experiencing a surge in demand and are preparing to ramp up production and hire new workers. Really? Jergens Inc., a Midwestern toolmaker with less than 500 employees, says it's going like gangbusters trying to keep up with demand, the Wall Street Journal reported. They're seeing an influx of orders from customers trying to avoid import tariffs along with steady defense-related demand. Cool. We're running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, said Jergens president Jack Schoen, who says we are swamped and we've never had to do this before. Love that problem. Grand River Rubber and Plastics, a plastics and rubber manufacturer in Ohio, says customers that once offshored to China are reversing course. Two buyers who left years ago returned within days of each other, and two new oil filter manufacturers have already placed orders, and the company's new business could amount to, wow, $5 million annually, roughly 10% of Grand River's revenue. Folks, you know what happens when that happens? Even if you don't work in manufacturing, you never will. $5 million annually. What happens then? This is the new business. They pay taxes on it. And then what happens? Well, we don't have to borrow the money from our grandkids, and we don't have to print it. Because it's real. And that is why we have to reduce the deficit desperately, because we're going to have to keep printing and printing and printing and printing and printing and printing and borrowing, printing and borrowing and printing. I mean, we could actually cut the budget, but they'll never do that. The spike in new business reported by many American manufacturers coincides with a sharp decrease in Chinese manufacturing. How sharp? Do you mind if I play it again? Because it just makes me so happy. And I like to be happy. I'm going to play it again.
JP Morgan is projecting that they expect a 75 to 80% drop in imports from China this year because of these higher tariffs.
Ooh, that'll leave a mark. Folks, do you remember, and I don't, but I've seen movies about it, and documentaries about just the absolute glory of the collapse of former Soviet Union, thanks to the policies of Ronald Reagan, the collapse of East Germany, the wall. How he'd cheered because we wanted those people to be free. Where is that? Folks, this only ends one way, okay? Right now it's an economic battle. Can you imagine a world where China rules and they're the lone superpower? Because we're headed there, okay? It's a communist country. They killed 100 million of their own people just to get power. You want them to rule you? I mean, geez, it's been five, six weeks, the Wall Street Journal reported that China bragged to that delegation of Biden officials. Oh, by the way, it's true. Not only have we cyber attacked you, it's true. We're in your nuke plants. We're in your grid. We are in your water treatment plants. We are everywhere. We can shut you down. We're in your ports. And that buffoon on CNBC, well, we shouldn't disturb the economy. How do you think a grid shutdown will disturb the economy? I think that's going to go because that's coming. Can I just remind you of who these people are? Because this was so powerful this week. Hold on with the music for a second. I got to play this. Let's play a bit of this. China, the leadership of China, the Communist Party, they are a communist party. Can I underline that for you? You want them ruling the world? Because that's where they're headed. Very rarely makes announcements inside and outside that country. There's a digital wall, right? So they don't see what we see. Because they're blocked, they're slaves, but we don't see what they see. Digital wall, right? Very rare announcement on both sides of the wall. I want you to hear it, just to refocus. Chairman Xi and his party promised to starve the Chinese people to death. Not an empty threat, since they did it to gain power, the Chinese Communist Party, 100 million of them. Threatened to starve the Chinese people to death just to get the upper hand in the trade war. This, what will they do to the world, COVID? Take a listen.
Despite frequent statements in the Chinese media by former bureaucrats saying that the public should eat grass for a year, if necessary, to boost morale and weather the crisis, the impact of this nationalist rhetoric is waning.
Yeah, what are they saying there? What he's saying is, look, here's my threat. I'm going to starve my own people. I'm going to blame it on Trump. And you know the U.S. media will blame it on Trump too and say, oh my gosh, there were 1 million dead, 2 million dead, 5 million dead. Do you want to buy stuff from those people? Because like I don't, okay? I don't even care if we send it to India. I send it to Indonesia. I don't care. Send it to Vietnam. And by the way, if they want the business, they got to slam the door shut. No China coming in the back door. We are fighting the greatest existential evil of our time, perhaps more dangerous than the Soviet Union. And we're just like, oh, I don't know, but will Temu be able to ship their stuff? So, folks, this is—I just want to end this segment. This is good. This is good news. Jobs and factories will come roaring back into our country, and you'll see it. You see it happening already. We will supercharge our domestic industrial base, and even a Wall Street Journal has to admit it. American manufacturers cannot keep up, and that's a good thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.